Yes.
Robert, just you made a comment there about people saying what they're going to do. That is critical. We had a situation where one of our sergeants who was placed for the committee for 3 years, at the start he had a meeting with myself and he said, yeah, look, we would like to actually do all of this stuff and, you know, we want to get involved. After 3 years, he did nothing. You know, he was as quiet as a mouse, did his job, it was fine. I think he got elevated up the ladder, which you do, I believe. But from a community perspective, he was useless. Mm. And, you know, there were 3 years in which the community, I mean, there were a lot of things being developed. And, I mean, just the presence to say, you know, the police are on side. Look, it's kudos. You know, that stuff's invaluable. But we had nothing.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm not following that, Leon. Are you saying that he didn't have any involvement with the community?
He said that he would like to actually do, you know, get involved with set up a local touch sort of competition, which really isn't rocket science. Come in and you know, get involved with the local PCYC that was also starting. We never even saw him.
Yes.
But I'm the CEO of the community and, you know, I'm involved in quite a few social activities and, you know, people like myself who fortunately have broad shoulders sometimes like to actually have some time to ourselves as well. And, you know, where you have people saying, oh, yeah, we'd like to come and participate, but then you don't hear from them, especially for 3 years.
Right.
You know, that really isn't, you know, adding anything to the community. It's just making false promises.
Yes, well, that goes back to trust. He quickly loses it in those circumstances. Can I get the comment from the policing side? Greg Cruz. Greg, you've served in these communities. If you either speak right up or come forward to microphone.
I totally agree with the previous speakers. It is absolutely critical for police in these areas to gain the respect and trust of these people, and you can't do that if you sit in your house. You can't do that if you go and do your own thing all the time. Without knowing your community, you can't do anything effectively. But I totally endorse what you're saying. Having said that, police have got to have time to themselves, and
sure,
the community have got to respect that. But police must get involved with the community.
That's where you need more than just two officers based in our community. You know, to give some time off for those police officers.
Yeah. Mr. Needham, if I can just add to that. In the Torres Strait and Cape York, I have over 80 sworn positions for police. So a big challenge for me, like HR, is probably the major issue I deal with. Probably spend about 60% of my time. The biggest thing for me to enjoy good relationships in these communities is continuity. If I give you an example, since we had the Arakoon riot in January, there's actually 8 staff attached to Arakoon Station, and I've had over 40 police rotate through there. So you can imagine we don't have the partnerships, the relationships that form. My job all the time is to try and identify the ideal personalities. One thing I can't change is people's personalities, but most police have good personalities. It only takes one who doesn't fit into the equation in, a 10 or 12 officer station to really bring that work unit down. So they're probably our biggest things to develop the relationships, is get the ideal personalities. And attraction and retention of staff, that's something that the service is really focusing on at the moment, to try and get people into these places. I can only ever work with the tools in the shed that I'm given. Sometimes, like if I advertise a position in a difficult location, I might get 3 applicants. Another example, I advertised Weeper the other day and got 17. So I get a greater scope to pick from. You can look at personalities as part of the equation. They can address the criteria, get the people in there that fit into the mould, that get involved in the community. We totally encourage it. But as I say, I agree with previous speakers. You know, if we get the wrong personalities in these places, we're certainly onto it. But then it's a job for us to try and correct it or work with those people. And it's probably a real difficult challenge that's ongoing.
Yes. It would appear to me that the most important one, of course, is going to be the sergeant in charge. That person had set the tone for the station. As to how it's operated.
Absolutely. If we have someone in charge of one of these stations that isn't involved in the community or assisting with the staff, lacks interest or ability, we've really got a problem on our hands. So we put a big emphasis on those roles.
Yes. Can I ask, Margaret Mao was talking about sitting on these selection panels, and I've heard this before. Is it always the case that there is a local person sits on the selection panels for all staff, or is that just officers in charge?
Well, it's for senior sergeants, and in some cases senior constable positions. Right. We always have a community member.
Yes. Yeah. And who else is on the panel then?
Well, there will be a convener from our central conveners unit, and generally myself or an offsider, or it could be the officer in charge of the particular station if it's a lower ranking member.
And this would generally have to be done, I presume, by way of a telephone hookup.
Well, if we can, we try and get together as a panel. That might mean flying to WEPA or TI or wherever it may be, so that we can meet. There's a lot of criteria to be discussed. It's quite a lengthy process, actually.
Yes.
We try and expedite it. But once again, the reason we have those community people on the panel is to try and pick the best applicant that's going to fit in. And a lot of them have, they've got to address criteria relating to outside communities. A lot of them have previous experience, some don't. That's where we got to look at cross-cultural training issues and if they're appropriate as a personality to put them in. We do that through referee reports. Yeah, so that's something that's certainly not taken lightly.
Okay, thanks.